time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Penas on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series continues on Wednesday, June 26th, with a rebroadcast of a thrilling football Class 3 state semifinal where the Central Rebels travel to Blair Oaks and beat the Falcons from November 25th in broadcast game 87 of the year. It will re-air in its entirety on Wednesday at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO as our third KFMO Classic in the eight-week series, rebroadcasting some of the best high school and MAC games from the previous season. You can find out more online at KFMOsports.com. In other local news, Potosi has hired a new baseball coach. Ron McRaven takes over after Joe Portell spent the last two seasons as the head coach. McRaven previously served as the assistant coach and brings decades of experience to the head coaching role. From that of Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and San Francisco Giants played at Rickwood Field Thursday, honoring the Negro Leagues at the oldest ballpark in baseball. Left fielder Brendan Donovan and shortstop Mason Wynn on the experience of playing at Rickwood Field.
This is just a special moment for baseball. Obviously, I got to meet some amazing people with the Negro Leagues. And to play on this field, something, one of the oldest stadiums in the country, and so much about it. I never played here. A lot of my buddies played here, but to play here was special.
I took it all in today, try to really just enjoy the moment. It was unbelievable today, you know, the festivities before the game, during the game. You know, it was a good game out here too, so just try to enjoy it, man. It was unbelievable today.
Major League Baseball, the Cardinals and Giants honored the legacy of Willie Mays, who passed away Tuesday. Mays began his playing career at Rickwood Field. Card skipper Oliver Marmol on the tribute before the game.
The impact he had on people that he met, but also people that he never met. And that's when you know you've done it right, when you can have that type of influence. So the ceremonies were incredible.
The Redbirds earned the win on an historic night. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, Brendan Donovan had a big game as Donnie hit a two-run homer followed by a double, a single. His single drove in what proved to be the winning run, and the Cardinals beat the Giants 6-5.
A lot of celebrating last night at Rickwood Field. It was really an historic game. The Cardinals come out on top, but also just a nice way to celebrate the Negro Leagues. Of course, there was a lot of programming celebrating the life and legacy of Willie Mays as well, but the Cardinals come through with another one-run victory.
It was Andre Pallante with the win. Adam Kloffenstein had a great Major League debut, a 3-up, 3-down, 8th inning, and Ryan Helsley got his 25th save.
Pitching was good for the Cardinals. They bent a little bit late, but they ended up closing it out.
The Cardinals are off today. Tomorrow they'll resume the series with the Giants, this time at Busch Stadium. Former Cardinal Jordan Hicks against Miles Michaelis will be on the air at 12:20. Ricky will have the lineups at 1:05. I'll bring you the first pitch at 1:15.
Marmol says the offense is starting to round into shape.
We're starting to swing the bats a lot better. That's been the ups and downs of our season has been the offense. Pitching has done a nice job to this point. The bullpen's been really good. But moving forward, I think our offense is in a much better spot and more consistent. You get Nootbaar and Contreras back here soon, and it definitely changes the game.
Again, the Cardinals are off today and back at it Saturday. They'll play the Giants and wrap up the three-game series over the weekend back at Busch Stadium. Coverage Saturday on 1220 on B104.3 with first pitch at 1:15. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC hosts Atlanta United on Saturday. Bradley Carnell, head coach of City, on Saturday's matchup at home.
It's going to be an intense game. For sure, they have a very strong unit. And they have a bit of belief now. I mean, especially the way they won the game last night. And so they must be feeling pretty good about themselves. So, you know, we want those feelings back as well.
UFL, St. Louis Battlehawks offensive tackle Jared Jones-Smith has signed a contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Jones-Smith was voted all UFL offensive tackle this past season. And the NASCAR Cup Series is at New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday for the USA Today 301. We'll have coverage on KFMO with the Performance Racing Network. William Byron has been one of the dominant drivers in the Cup Series over the last couple of seasons, yet he's struggled in New Hampshire.
Had a lot of success there leading up to the Cup Series, and then even my first like 2 years in the Cup Series, relative to where I was running, you know, other tracks, I thought I ran pretty well there. But it just seems like with our current team, we just haven't really been very good there, and we just have to figure out what that is and hopefully go through a lot of notes this week and kind of have something comparable to go run there. You know, last year we had some damage on the car. I believe we had the right front splitter was caved in based on a pit road issue, and up until then we had led some laps, and then we had an issue in practice with the steering rack was locked up. So just not a clean weekend last year. So I think that's, you know, a track that we probably last year could have run top seven.
Coverage of the USA Today 301 at 12:30 with the Performance Racing Network on KFMO Sunday. The green flag will wave an hour later. At NHL, the Stanley Cup Final Game 6 is tonight from Edmonton as the Florida Panthers look to close out their first ever Stanley Cup title. They're up 3-2, but the Edmonton Oilers, after trailing in the series 3-0, are trying to force a Game 7 that would be played next Monday. Connor McDavid, captain and center of the Edmonton Oilers, has made NHL history over the last two games, becoming the first player in Stanley Cup Final history to record 4 points back-to-back games. And in those last two games, he has 8 points, 3 goals, and 5 assists. Goaltender Stuart Skinner says McDavid does more than just score goals to help the team succeed.
He works hard. He does little things. I think what sometimes kind of people don't see is how good he is in the defensive zone and how he grinds and battles. He's able to get sticks in front. So, you know, obviously he's able to get the points, but the little things that he's been doing is, to say the least, very crucial.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Edmonton. Puck drop at 7 on ABC. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.